Just to repeat, we know the schedule, Be'ezus Hashem, that the Bechina is going to be 27th, right? That's not next week, the week after, right?
2 weeks from tomorrow.
2 weeks from tomorrow. And then, so next week, we're going to do Monday, Tuesday, right? Is that the plan?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Instead of Monday, Wednesday, this way you'll have... Oh. Okay, Elisha Hadler got married. Mazel tov. We said in Machlokes whether Kli Sheni is bole or not, and the Shulchan Aruch says Lechatchila you should be machmir and b'diavad it's okay. Rav Abadi, I confirmed Rav Abadi, he holds that if there's a bali in the Kli Sheni, then it's okay. You don't have to worry about it. B'diavad means it happened already, as opposed to what Rabbi Ki Vegas says that no, that you should still kasher, and b'diavad only means by a Kli Cheres where you can't kasher, but if you can still kasher, you kasher. Rav Abadi thought, no, that b'diavad means that l'chatchila you don't put a milchik fork in a fleishik pot on a Kli Sheni. You don't do that, but if you did it, you wouldn't have to kasher it.
Three times on the Kli Cheres, right?
We didn't get to that yet, but there is a halacha like that. We have this. We'll do Heksher Kelim. We'll get to that. Okay. Now today's discussion is Iroi. Iroi means, what is the status if you pour hot water on something? Say from a Kli Rishon. So normally Kli Rishon means you put it in the Kli Rishon. And Kli Sheni means you put it in the Kli Sheni. But what if you pour from a Kli Rishon, onto something? So what does that have a status of? Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni, what is the status? And this is very significant for sinks, Hilchos sinks. What do you do with a sink? A sink, so at worst it's an Iroi from a Kli Rishon, at worst. Right? So, say, this happens all the time when people get mixed up in a sink, or they have this, like the sinks in the heights, they have like basically one sink with a divider, but then it doesn't always work. And it flows over, you know. So is that a problem? Or is it not a problem? Besides the question that you have soap, so that could, that's a, you know, pole gamer. So what is the status of Eber? So there's a famous Tosis in Shabbos on Membeis Amud Beis that discusses the concept of Eber. So it says in the Tosfos of all the first thin line, Rabbeinu Shmuel, that's the Rashbam. Rabbeinu Shmuel may be right, the Irik Klisheni. He says Irik is a Klisheni. And we had the Kaimel and Tata Gavar. Right, so we have a Gemara in Psachim Ayin Vav Amud Aleph on page 3. The question is whether you have two things, a hot piece of meat and a cold piece of meat, and then they meet together. So which wins over? Did we say that the hot piece of, say there's one piece of meat on the bottom, one piece of meat on the top? So if the piece of meat on the bottom is hot and the other piece of meat is cold, which wins over? Do we say the cold beats over the heat and it becomes, the whole thing is considered cold, or do we say the heat beats over the cold? Which way do we say? So the Gemara says, Tani kavasi the Shmuel cham l'toch cham osur. V'chein tzonin shenosin l'toch cham osur. So, in other words, that's the, so there are two opinions, whether you say, take a look at Ayin Hamad Beis first, on Ayin Hamad Beis on the bottom, the right side on page 3. Itmar, cham l'toch cham divrei akol osur. Because both cham, so it's a hot piece of meat on another hot piece of meat, or a hot piece of meat on cheese or whatever. Divrei akol osur. Tzonin l'toch tzonin divrei akol mutter, because yeah, both things are cold. Becham l'toch tzonein v'tzon l'toch cham. So what's the story there? So Rav Amar ilogavar. Whatever is on top, whatever is going on to the other thing, wins. But Shmuel Amar tatogavar. So whatever the bottom thing is, that's going to change. In other words, if the bottom thing is hot, so then we view it as everything's hot. If the bottom thing is cold, then we view everything as cold. So we pass him tatogavar. We pass him tatogavar. So that's what the Rashbam says. So if you're going to pour something hot on top of something cold, well, what's the case of Eber? You're taking water from a kettle that was on the fire. Now you're pouring it on a piece of chicken. Say it's not water, say it's milk, hot milk. And you're pouring it on the chicken. So he says that that's called klisheni. Because when the hot milk goes on the chicken is cold. If, say, we're talking about a cold piece of chicken. So then, that will cool off. If you hold tatog over, that means that the bottom cools off the top. The tatog gavar. Whatever is on the bottom wins over. So then it's like a klisheni. So if it's like a klisheni, there's not going to be a vliya. So that's why the Rashbam says that Rabbeinu Shmuel may be right. The Iwe Kiklisheni, right? The Kaimelon Tatagavar. That's a good proof. Since we hold Tata Gavar, so then an Iroi means an Iroi of hot onto cold. So that's a classic example of the top is Cham, the bottom is Tzonin, and Tata Gavar. Ulri Nered the Iroi Kikli Rishon. And the Ri says, no, Iroi is Kli Rishon. And he brings a raya from the Gemara in Zvachim that if you have a Kli Cheres, so if you cook a korban in a Kli Cheres, so then you have to break the Kli Cheres, because a korban after a while becomes Nosar. And if it becomes Nosar, so then there's Nosar in the Kli. So then you can't use it. And you can't kasher Kli Cheres. So what if you pour a hot juice from a korban into a Kli? So the Gemara says, Yishaveh. So why Yishaveh? Because there's a Bliya. Ah, but why is there a Bliya? Why is there a Bliya? Why don't you say, if Rashbam is right, that since we hold Tata Gavar, so then there shouldn't be a Bliya, because the Kli is cold, and you're pouring hot juice from the korban. So don't you see that when it comes to Iroi, we don't apply the concept of Tata Gavar, and therefore, the Ri says, it has a din of Kli Rishon. That's why you shove it. So what is the Rashbam going to say back? What is the Rashbam going to say back? The Chora, what? Karbanos are different, maybe. Or, let's see, the Issur Heter says a pshat on page 4. So he says over here, look, I've seen him, Yushalmi, look on page 4. See, Yushalmi, the Shabbos, Ma'uli, Taint, Tavlin, Matavala, Varos, Allah, Chamil, Mala, because of Mordechai, Shiri, Kikli, Rishon, Lagamar, Mutar, Fil, Hagal, Ade, Iri, Vadikai, Mutar, Tagovar, Hainu, Bebez, Dvar, Bivashim, Shashokim, Zel, Zeh. In other words, Tata Gavar, really, the case in the Gemara is you have two pieces. You have a piece of meat and a piece of cheese. One is hot and one is cold. So that's Tata Gavar. So which one wins over? Do we say that the hot meat is on the bottom and the cheese is on top? Do we say that the hot meat causes the cheese to become hot and therefore there's a Bliya? Or do we say that the cold cheese cools off the hot piece of meat? So he says, that's only if you have two dry pieces of substance. Sheshochvim zel zeh. Or afil b'dover lach, heka sheposik hakiluach ve'inu nogeya kol shah beroschin. Or if you pour something, but the original place where it's coming from, you don't have one direct stream. It was nifsak, the kiluach. But if it's a regular case that you're pouring something, and from the hot kettle, and there's one direct stream, and there's no break in the stream, so that heat that's coming will always win. So even if you hold Tata Gavar, if it's coming from a Kli Rishon without any break, that the Ilah will win over in that case. And that's why the Ri says that we don't apply Tata Gavar Lagabi the Iroi. So Rashbam says Tata Gavar we applied Lagabi Iroi, and therefore it's a Klisheni. The Ri says no, it's a Kli Rishon, because we don't apply Tata Gavar only by, because the strength of the Eroi is so strong that it's going to win over the Tata. So that's the second data in Tosis. And then there's a third day in Tosis on the bottom of page, on page 29 of my base of a days. The nearer the Eri Lohavik Kli Rishon, Lok Kli Sheni, Ela Mavasho Kade Klipa. Because there's a Gemara that says that the Gemara is on Pesach Mayim Vav Amud Aleph on page 3. The Gemara says Tani Kedvasei the Shmuel Cham L'Tocham Osur V'Chetzon Shenosul Tocham Osur Cham L'Tochzon V'Tzon L'Tochzon V'Madiach Cham L'Tochzon V'Madiach Kevin D'Chamu Ad Meker Le Yefshar D'Lobol Porta. He says like this, that if the bottom is tzonim, right? So we paskin tata gavar, right? So tata gavar, so that means if the bottom is tzonim, then we view everything as tzonim. It means that the bottom thing cooled off the top thing, like it did. Yeah, but it doesn't cool off instantaneously, right? So the Gemara has a phrase, at the maker lay, at the maker lay bala. At the maker lay yefshar de lo bala porta. In other words, it takes a little time before the bottom, which is cold, in the case that it's cold, will cool off the top. It'll take a couple of seconds till it works. In those couple of seconds, there'll be at least a bliya of a klipa. So the other day in Tosa says that you can't. In other words, there's one day that says it's a Kli Sheni, one day says a Kli Rishon, and one day that says that even though it's really, it should be Kli Sheni, but still it's Belay a little bit. And I guess the other day it says that you don't say the Maker Lay Bola, maybe by. Tosa says at the bottom here, page 3, Tema Hasulamli, Laviv Omer Adan, the Kamash Mafil Chol, Shor Afakav, the Kamu Tachzoni by Klipa, the Dovish Yechol Asas Klipa, the Dovish Aloshai Klipa, Kabachol of Mutter. So maybe Klipa is only when you can do a Klipa, by a Yavish thing, but by a Lach thing, there's no Klipa, so maybe that won't apply. Okay. So those are the shitas. So and this is relevant in Hilchos Shabbos and in Hilchos Kashrus. So how do we paskin? Okay, so. So it seems that Ira Dib Klipa Sa'or. Seems that Eroi is Tatagavar and the Mekele, so it's a Klipa. By Eri. Like that is that Shita. So it's not a Kli Rishon, not a Kli Sheni, but a Klipa. So let's see more in Shulchan Aruch about this.
In other words, it's Mavasha Kadei Klipa.
Yeah. So let's see how it's brought down. We'll see more in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Dam. Dam. So the question over here in Hilchos Dam, page 8, is the din of meliga. Not melicha, but meliga. Meliga means to defeather a bird, to take the feathers off. So how do you do that? Well, one way to do it is to put it in hot water. When you put it in hot water, that will cause the feathers to come off. So now, so there are a lot of choices you have. To put in a kli rishon, to put in a kli sheni, or to pour from a kli rishon. So which is a proper way to do it? You have three choices. Pour from a, put it in a kli rishon, put it in a kli sheni, or just pour from a kli rishon. So it says on page 8 here in Hilchos Dam, Ein molgin gedayim etulayim va'ofos b'kli rishon. You shouldn't do it in a kli rishon. Why? Elim kein mikir es achelev umolchem. Because if you do it in a kli rishon, so what's going to happen? You're going to do bishul. Right? Say you take a bird. It's full of what? Feathers. I want to get the feathers off, right? When I sell my customers, I don't want to bring chicken with feathers to the Shabbos table. Chickens without feathers. So what do? So you say, oh! So get a kli rishon. That's the best. Kli rishon is the strongest. Yeah, but if you do that, then what's going to happen? You didn't take out the blood yet. You didn't do melicha yet. And you didn't take out the chelev yet. So if you're going to do a bishul before you do melicha, so then it means there's still dam inside. So you're cooking your chicken with blood. Now you're going to answer the chicken. Or you're kicking the chicken with chelev. Now you're going to answer the chicken. So he says, Ein mogim yedayim utloyim v'ofos b'chli rishon. Elim kein nikir es achelev, unless you took the chelev out first. Umolchan, or you did melicha. And you shouldn't do ira either from a kli rishon. Vim ira dai beklipas haor. So you'll mess up a little bit, but because you'll have a blia. But the blia from an ira is only keklipa. If you are in a way that it gets on the chela first, but in Rosh Ha'of Lamalav Shemara Lav ain't Tzarech Klipa, because the time that it gets to the Basar, it's already past the Klipa's worth. And then he says, but it's mashma that the only thing you can't do is kli rishon. But a kli sheni is mashma from the mechaber, at least over here, is okay. But in Yeralev he says, afilu kli sheni yeshomim shelo yimlok, v'imolok muta. So he says that... So there's another Yesh Omrim, that's the Yesh Omrim that there's Blias and Kli Sheni. So even a Kli Sheni, you shouldn't do it. But what's the din of Kli Sheni? So the first day is that you could, the only Kli Rishon you're not allowed to put the oaf in. But Kli Sheni is not Mavashel, so then you can defeather in a Kli Sheni. And it won't chafe anything up. But the second opinion says that you shouldn't do it in a kli sheni. So Pashas is, it's a stam v'yesh omrim. That kli sheni is mutter. And even if the Machmir Shita says Imolad Mutter, because that's already Bidiyavid. Right? In other words, you did a Maliga and a Klisheni, so now you got off your feathers, but you also cooked with the blood and the thing. But if it's a Klisheni, it's not a Vashel. So then, and if you hold it's not a Vashel, it's not Balea. So Chathili shouldn't do it, according to this second opinion. But if you did it, it doesn't pass over the end. That's the same discussion we had last time. So the bottom line is, Klisheni is not l'chadchila. You shouldn't create a bliya klisheni. But if a bliya happened in a klisheni, it's mutter. The Rambari says, you see, it's mutter. You know, they don't have to do anything. Rabbi Kivegi will say back, no, it's over here. You know, you can't kasher the food. A kli, you can still kasher it, so you can still kasher it if you're able to kasher it.
Rabbi said that the state of
the Yishkun is fine, or? The you shouldn't do it, but the Yishkun is fine. Well. Putting it in the klisheni.
Even that opinion we hold, that iru from a klisheni is fine.
Yeah,
right.
This iru from a klisheni is more lenient than
right.
Right? More lenient than
okay, now, take a look on page 13 in the Rambam. And this is in Hilchas Basar B'Cholov, but he says, what happens in Ira Mayim Rotskim She'enim Shal Basav Lo Shal Cholov Al Kalim Shal Basav Shal Cholov Yachad? So what if you took, you had fleishik and milchik dishes all together? And all types of schmutz is on it. Like the milchik dishes has some cheese blintzer left, and the fleishik dishes has a half a piece of hamburger left. So you got classic, and then you took hot water. And you have milchik and fleishik dishes in your sink, and you turned on the faucet. What's the din? So you know what the Rambam says? Hakol shari. Everything's mutter. So why is everything mutter? I mean, Bukhara is an iri kli rishon. So iri kli rishon should be at least a klipa. So why is it hakol shari? So the Shach speaks about it. He says, "Kasheli hadvashim b'divrei Rabbi Hagos siman samaches sif yud." That's what we just did with Hilchas Dam. The iri mivashel kedei klipa. Kachosu b'toras chatas klal lamed gimel din beis. Tzarich lo mitzvili Rabbi dehidim mivashel kol kach shde shatargos maflir mavliya. So he says a very important yesod. You see, there is a din that Eroi, what is the concept of mafle mavliya? Mafle mavliya means like this. Say I have a kli rishon, right? And I put, it's on the fire, mamash a kli rishon, I put a tray for a piece of meat in the kli. Okay? It was a kosher kli, now I put a tray for a piece of meat and I cooked. So the water of a kli rishon is so powerful that it's going to cause the tam of the meat to come out of the piece of meat and then go into the pot. So what does that mean? It's maflit. It ejects from the from the hamburger, umavliya, and then it goes into the pot. Like Rav Moshe Feinstein explains the tshuva. It does two pa'ulos. Maflit, umavliya. Because in order for the keli to become usher, two things have to happen. You have to have the tam of the hot treif hot dog come out of the hot dog. That's number one. That's maflit. And then it has to be mavliya into the thing. So a kli rishon can definitely be maflit umavliya. But what about iroi? This iroi has iroi kli rishon is we have three opinions, but the opinion that Shulchan Aruch seems to say is that it's mavashal kedei klipa, but is it maflit umavliya? Maybe it's mavashal kedei klipa if you want to know was this thing mavushal or not, is mavushal kedei klipa, but if you require to be maflit or mavliya, maybe that doesn't have the ability. So the Shach says l'chor is a stira in the Ramah, because in the Ramah in Hilchas Dam says you shouldn't do an Iroi to do Maliga. If you want to defeather it, don't do it with the Iroi Kli Rishon, because that'll be Maflit or Mavliya. It'll cause the blood to become hot, and then it'll go, because you didn't do Maliga yet, and then it'll go into the chicken, at least the Kalipa's worth. So it's Maflit or Mavliya. But here, there are more Paskins that what? That it's fine. Because here, what do you have? You have fleishik dishes and milchik dishes all together in the basin, all together in the sink. And I told you, there's a cold, by now it's a cold piece of cheese blintzer and a cold piece of hamburger. And now you're taking hot water, and probably some of the cheese blintzer is getting on the fleishik kli, and some of the hamburger is getting on the milchik kli. So why doesn't it answer it? Because Iroi is not maflit umavliya. It can't do two pu'ulos. It can't be maflit umavliya ke'echad. Because to answer it, it would have to cause the cheese blintzer, the hot water will have to cause the cheese blintzer to be hot, so it will be maflit its tam. And then the mavliya into the kli. So he's not maflit umavliya. One second. So the Shach says, to me, this is a stira in the Ramah. Kli Rishon is maflit umavliya, but is an Iroi Kli Rishon maflit umavliya? So he says that Iroi Kli Rishon depends. In the case with the blood, with the chicken, so the chicken is not so hard. It would be so hard, you know, we want to eat it. It's not so hard. Chicken is somewhat soft. So then, it can be, an Iroi Kli Rishon can be maflit from one food into another food. But when you talk about fleishik and milchik dishes are hard! Kosher! So memela, it can't be maflit or mavliya into a kli. Because if you have that cheese blintzer that landed on the fleishik dish, to aser it, you'd have to have the Iroi water will have to cause the cheese blintzer to become hot, maflit its tam, and then mavliya into the kli, but that it can't do. Because to be maflit or mavliya, two pu'ulos into a kli, which is hard, it won't be able to penetrate unless you have real Kli Rishon. But just Iroi Kli Rishon won't maflit umav liyakechad. But Masha Enkein, in the case of the chicken is not as hard, it can be maflit umav liyakechad. So Mamela, according to this Ramah, there's very few problems that could ever happen in a sink. Moshe has a whole long tshuva, but basically he holds this way, his body holds this way. That what's the worst case scenario that could happen in the sink? Mainly if you use soap, okay, poke it. But even if you didn't use soap, sink is not a Kli Rishon, it's an Iroi. It's an Iroi of a Kli Rishon. So Mela, since it's an era of a Kli Rishon, so those in sink, in the sink, you're not putting food in the sink that you're planning to eat. Right? So then it can be Maflin and Mavliya into a food. But in the sink, it's either pots and pans, and dishes, and forks, and knives. It can be food, but that food, the food that gets into the sink, gets into the garbage can. Doesn't get into your stomach. So in the sink world, they're pretty good. I mean, like, unless you mamish pour hot milk onto a fleishik kli, okay. So then, you don't, it's not mafilu mavliya, because the milk was hot anyway. Here, it's the water that has to cause the cheese blender to be hot, and maflit and mavliya into the thing. But if you have hot milk, then all you just need is the hot milk to it's only to be mavliya into the thing. But so basically, according to the Ramah, and this is how some paskin, Rabbi Body paskins this way, that nothing could go wrong in a sink, basically. The sink is a free, you know, obviously try to do your best in the sink, but nothing really could go wrong. Even if a piece of cheese blitzer, the cheese, fell on the fleishik kli, and then you pour, you open the tap, and there's hot water coming. That's Eroi. And if you hold Eroi can't be Maklin Mavliya Ke'echad, then it won't be, by Kaili, it won't be a problem. Israel? Yeah? I answered what you.
Is it possible to talk about the case of a bird because the animal is still warm? Is it a din that when an animal is shechted, the dam still has a koach there? That's what we see by the Shkita night, that if the dam is still flowing, like the, you just rinse out the dam, it'll be fine. But once the dam cools, then the night becomes a problem. Is it possible because the animal is still warm, that's why we say by the defeathering that it's more of an issue? Because everything is already warm as opposed to the case of this thing where everything's cold?
No, it's not. It's the same eerie.
But the temperature of the actual thing that you're heating up is different by that bird. The animal's already warm.
Why is the animal warm?
Because of,
why is the animal warm?
You have to do the melicha within 3 days, so the animal can stay warm for a while after you shkita on it, no?
You didn't do shkita. I mean, you did shkita, yeah, so how warm is the animal? So that's what he writes. Sar Chlom is Sviyulei Laharav in the Shach now. First word on the line is Lamed Gimel. The Sviyulei Laharav, meaning the Rav is the Ramah. The Nehidim of Ashel Kolkach Shatan that goes Mafliyut Mavliya Mikol Mokam HaKli Shul Kosha Einu Boleya. The Einu Mafliyut Mavliya Ke'echad B'Kli Shul Kosha. So this Yisod is a very important Yisod in the world of kashrus, of a kitchen. But the Shach himself, on the other hand, doesn't like it. He's going to go against it, even though the Ramah said it, and he says that's Pshat in the Ramah. But me, he says, I say differently. Inyan Dina Nira Moshe Kosov B'Hagol Sharidura B'Shem Marash M'Yir B'Taras Chatas. So, the Nesra. He says, no, that you can be Mathalin and Mavliya Kechad even in a Kli. Came in the Kaimel on the Iroi Mavashel, the Moshe Yisbar Mesim and Kufay. Kechashu Kibishal Mamish and Mavliya Fiel in a Kli. Vachi Muchach Medivere Mordechai, Vagos Ashri. Fiel in my number Kli Shani Mavliya Mathalin, Ain't Svar Lachalik Bukli. Shekosu or Mashekosu Rav Chaim Cohen, the Tanya Golos and Nimlegu Bekisheni Asurim, Zel Shon Fidorav, who Nasarim Kol Akelim Shemogim Behem Atargos Machas Adam Shapulatis Atargos Benivlokli. In culture came the mind the time along the Irim Bevashel, the Bevashel Afilu Lakli. So he says no, that Irim is Bevashel, even the Kli, there's no difference. And in Echanami, if he says that if you have that case of the Ramos case, it would be osir. In other words, he doesn't accept what the Ramos. In case culture came to the way the Kaimul and the Iroi Bivashal Filu Kli, Kakosa Lumarshal, Hekesh Iru Maim Rosim Akaros, Tzrikim Vedakta Sholim Hoyasham Shiori Machal. In other words, the Marshal says, if you made a mistake and you put fleishik and milk dishes together in the basin and you pour hot water, so you got to make sure that there was no pieces of food there. Because then in Hanami it will. Fishar Iru Machalim Mavlikin de Klipa. The Gamma Rabbitar Shachatasham. This is very but in other words, the Shach doesn't accept this Ramah. He says, even Vashel, it's a Vashel Kedei Klipa. And therefore, it's maflid mavli into a kli. But if the pots and pans are naki, there was you already rinsed them off, and now they're getting cleaned. They were rinsed off before, so then it'll be mutter because it's no sim tam bar nosim tam. It'll be a tam sheni because the tam in the fleisha kli is already a time rishon that will come out. Is already a cliche, and you'll only ask him when it comes out, and that will be not by not the teira, which will be mutter. We didn't really get to not by not yet, so if you don't understand what I just said, don't worry, because we officially did not learn not by not yet. That's a limud in Pasuk Cholov. But so this machlokes here, this Ramah and the Shach, is a very fundamental machlokes in the.
Isn't it more pashat answer that the difference between the chicken and the kalim is that it's the chicken is like one thing as opposed to the kalim where it's multiple kalim and only one is kalua milk and one is kalua meat. Meaning the iroi itself, when it hits the chicken, everything's already there in the thing together, whereas with multiple kalim, so the iroi doesn't really affect it like as an iroi. If the iroi hits it and then it gets hot.
Right, and then if
And then whatever Kulia
might happen, but that's right. Not really Iroi.
Why isn't it
Iroi? Because, in other words, you iron onto the thing, and that'll make the Kalev or the Dam hot.
Yeah.
And once it's hot, now it'll go into the Basa.
Yeah.
So it has to do those two actions. It has to be heat up the blood and cause it to emit its tad, and then it has to go into the thing. It's mafle from the blood. The blood is not the same thing as the chicken. Blood is blood, and the chicken is chicken. So two different things. They happen to be inside one of the other, but it's still.
Where does the tav go if not right the chicken? Meaning, like, if it's something that's outside the chicken, then you can say that it's being mafka into the water, and then mavliya back into the chicken. Because if mamash inside the chicken, then isn't mafka mavliya happening to one? But there's nowhere, once the tav, but also dam is dam mafka, because dam already is, you know, liquid, so.
Well, that was the discussion we had whether with Moshe and the Tziv, whether by liquids you say that Tam and the man are the same. But if you assume not like that, it's Mafta. Still, there is explicit the Tam of the Dam is going to go into the thing, into the chicken. So why does it not go into the Kalim? So he says because Kalim are hard. So it's harder to be mafled about liya ke'echad by it. This is all in Hilchos Iroi Kli Rishon. If it's a Kli Rishon Mamish, then of course it's mafled about liya to Kalim. If it's a Kli Sheni, then it's not. But if it's an Iroi Kli Rishon, which the most modern example of an Iroi Kli Rishon is the sink. Rabbi Gedalia Berger Shlita, he told me once he didn't like that people say that dishwasher should be a din Eroi, because he thought that the dishwasher, why is Eroi Kli Rishon different than a Kli Rishon? Because it's coming out of the Kli Rishon. So it's on the cooling off stage, so it's more calm. But he thought in the dishwasher, when it comes, when the water's going around, is the heating element is right there to heat it again. So he thought that you should treat in other words, if you want to use a cooler for a dishwasher, it shouldn't be based on this, unless you want to argue with him. But that's what he thought. But so he thought that the E-ray coolers should be nogeya to a sink, but not nogeya to a dishwasher. And dishwasher can have other coolers, as we mentioned in the past.
This Rama is only by Heter?
This Rama is by everything.
So this is the Starbucks shop?
Yeah. Well, the Starbucks, you mean, is the dishwasher shiloh.
Or whatever it is, however they wash. They wash usually in the sink.
Yeah, yeah. If within the sink, right, within the sink, so then, so this is the shiloh of a sink. Any sink shiloh is totally on this ramah, on this shach. Most sink shilohs. So if you hold the kulah on the sink, everybody holds the kula on this Ramah, so then it's very hard to have anything that will really passel, unless you manage to take hot soup when it's still hot and you pour it on a fleshic soup on a milk and kli, so then that's not mafalut mavliya, because it's the soup itself is hot. Nothing has to heat it up. It's no two pulas. One thing, it's just going to be nivla into the kli. That's one pula that could happen even in a kli rishon, and even in the eroi rishon.
Would that still just be kidei klipa?
Yeah, it'll still be kidei klipa, right?
Well, you can't do klipa on dishes. I mean, the whole thing becomes also right.
Yeah, you can't do klipa.
And for 24 hours, it's a benyomo.
Yeah. I wouldn't recommend trying to do klipa on a dish.
That's my point.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to ask, is what's wrong with the big rod mixture? That it makes it into a cliche. It's not really irregularly reshown, it's cliche when it's in the sink.
It's cliche-y.
Is the Uroi...
Right, only if
down,
it hits...
Isn't really, it's not like the water is like falling here, and they're both inside the water. No, it's like, you're falling on one of them. I wanted to get them. Maybe they're on top of each other. One of them gets hot, and then the other one gets hot.
Right, that's where it falls.
Right.
The Gros says, as you said, the Miyacha Shanachla Mayim of Kli Echad Havi Kli Sheni, because it's down, and then it rolls, and that would be a Kli Sheni. But only if it hits on the...
Well, you have to make a new tooth that they kind of make it into the case with the...
Right, because then if it hits directly on the piece of cheese,
yeah,
that would be a clearishon, or even a clearishon, and then that could...
Right.
So then you need to come on to the...
If a liquor solid food falls into, I guess, a liquid, so... Would it be matzah makliya?
Mutter, what? Say again.
Mutter solid falls into an upper liquid.
Mutter solid. Yeah.
So is that matzah makliya ta'aka? Or is that just, it's one kula, the liquid is being absorbed into the solid. Because I think that's the same thing as the chicken.
So again, what's the scenario? Mutter?
Solid.
With the solid, kosher meat.
It falls into an upper liquid.
It falls into, liquid or
milk.
Kosher meat.
No, into milk. Milk.
Yeah.
So is that an example of matzah makliya ta'aka? That the milk.
Yeah, what's hot? And what is it, a kli rishon? Is it a kli sheni? But where are we? Are we a kli rishon, a kli sheni?
Kli rishon.
So Kli Rishon is Maflir Mavliya Kiyat.
But that's what's happening there? That is Maflir Mavliya Kiyat?
I mean, you don't need Maflir Mavliya Kiyat. I mean, if the milk becomes hot, so then it just goes directly and to the meat. There's no maflin and mavli. Maflin and mavli means when the thing that's causing the iser is cold. And now the eroi is coming in, that's the water, that's the third party, is coming in bachutz, and that's heating up one thing and causing that thing to be maflin into the other.
Literally,
like causing it
to
be maflit going to
some other space, and then going into the heter. But even if it's, like in the case of the chicken, the maflit can be because heating up the dam.
Heating up the dam, and that's going to cause the dam to be maflit its tam into the chicken. Yeah. So that's maflit, and then going into the chicken is mafliya. Ke'achad. So the question is the Eirei Kli Rishon does have that ability or not?
Yeah, I mean simultaneously.
Yeah, I mean it's going to be zeh hazeh, but it's in the same, more or less the same thing. Okay, Rabbosai, what can I tell you? This is a big inyan, and I, okay, don't worry. We're gonna spend another day on this packet because this packet. Has a lot of inyanim, and if I would do it in one, even though I don't know how I used to do it in one, but whatever, nishtanu hatvayim, and it's good. But this is like a fundamental. Now we're getting to all the nitty gritty of the kitchen. You know, the sink. We're going to get to the ovens and the stoves, and we're going to do all everything you learn now. It's going to come to the head now. But now you're going to understand what goes on. How do you paskin on a sink? How do you paskin on an oven? How do you paskin on a counter? How do you paskin on a stovetop? Great. All these things. But now we have all the knowledge from before, and then now it comes to a head. You know, if we would just start the year off with this, what's the halacha of this? You wouldn't appreciate it, you wouldn't understand it, you wouldn't know how to apply it. So that's where we're leading to. So I don't want to rush it till you have the full Havana in what we're doing. So we'll still have the, you know, the peanut the same day in this, but so whatever we get up to, we'll get up to it. Now we'll have, that's why I want to make sure you have this Havana. Okay, but I follow as a Ravai holds, I follow like the Ramah, the cool here, against the Shach. So, Ravai, okay?